Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my quizzical-looking co-host, Nick Mason.
Such a smooth delivery this week. What's happening there?
I'm hungover.
Is that what it is?
It might be, yeah.
All right. Well, I have sore thumbs, so I feel your pain.
Yeah, that's because you haven't been playing a video game in a while, is that right?
Correct.
Thumbs are better than ever.
I bet they are. Yeah, yeah. Ouchies. Left one specifically.
Specifically?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the swing button?
That's the left thumbstick. Yeah,
I guess it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that, won't we?
Because it's constantly pushing forward.
You got to go forward, mate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to go
like
forward.
Like a shark.
Like a shark.
Or a spider's man.
Or a spider man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, we finally recorded the Q&A for our, UNICEF. It's not, is it UNICEF?
Care Australia.
Care Australia, sorry. UNICEF
Charity campaign,
was
yes.
2 years ago when we did that one.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to, if that's not up by now, which it may not be depending when this goes out, that'll definitely be out this week.
Yeah.
It's going to be, but there's actually going to be a part two because we had so many questions.
Because what we did is, I was like, I'll start from the top of the list of questions.
Yep.
And you were like, we'll start at the bottom of the list of questions. We'll meet in the middle. But we did it for 2 hours.
And we never got anywhere.
So there's still 2 months in the middle.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to pick up where we left off.
Yep.
But if you donated any amount of money to the Care Australia campaign,
yep.
You'll get emailed that.
That's right.
And then in future, you will get emailed the second part.
That's right. And we're hoping to do it this week and so we don't
have to do it again.
Exactly. But there's some other stuff that we want to do. Some, but like, there's going to be some footage of where we record this.
It's
not interesting.
It's a mistake.
But you can see it.
Yeah, that's very true. Anyway, I had a really good time recording the Q&A.
Yeah, me too.
You can continue to donate up until the end of this month, I think.
I believe so, yes.
So if you want to still get that, you'll still get it. You'll get all the stuff.
That's right. You'll get it all.
Don't even worry about it.
That's linked
to Q&As.
Two Q&As.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, everybody. Burt Reynolds died.
Yep.
I hate to be the one to break the news, but he did.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like it's an honor for me to be the first to present this information.
In the world?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you find out so fast?
I was there.
Wow.
Why am I doing this?
I don't know.
Why am I doing this weird bit?
I don't know. But you committed to it.
I am.
I appreciated that. A lot of people wouldn't. A lot of people would have been like,
This is in poor taste.
Yeah, but you were like, no, I'll yes and this, and I'll just
keep on rolling through. 82, pretty good innings.
Not bad.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I think a lot of people forget about Burt Reynolds is he was the most famous man in the world for a period of time.
Yeah, he posed for it wasn't Playgirl, but it was
something
one of those
like that.
Cosmo. Maybe
what
it was
a weird photo.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But people obviously know him from a number of famous roles.
Cannonball Run,
he was in the Dukes of Hazzard film.
That's true. He was either Smokey or the Bandit.
He was, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I think I first saw him in as a kid.
Uh-huh.
I think the first two were on TV like two nights in a
row
or something. And there's a third one where it's not him, but then he shows up in a weird dream sequence or something.
I haven't seen Cannonball Run 3. No.
Yeah, right.
I haven't seen it.
I've got Deliverance on my list now to watch because I've never seen it, but I only know of that one horrible scene.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
I'm sure you're
familiar
with, but it's one of those ones I've been meaning to get around to.
And he's in Boogie Nights.
And he's in Boogie Nights, which again I've also never seen. Mm. You seen Boogie Nights?
Yeah, I've seen Boogie
People
Nights.
People speak very highly of it.
It's a good movie.
Good. Anyway, It should have been Rob Liefeld. As
stop
both,
saying that.
As both of us say every week.
I've never said that. I've never said it.
No. Never said it. We love Rob Liefeld at the Weekly Planet, don't we, Mason?
See, that's a
so you're somewhere between?
Look, I don't believe in a Rob Liefeld binary, all right?
Okay.
I don't believe in it. I believe we're on a spectrum of liking or disliking Rob Liefeld.
Okay.
And you can be somewhere in the middle.
Great,
know?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just to be clear, it should have been Rob Liefeld is what we're both saying.
I'm not saying that. Okay, God damn good. It.
Why am I doing this?
I don't know. Because you're hungover?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do we got here?
It's 9:30.
Yeah.
How are you still hungover?
I haven't drunk in a while. Well, I was supposed to actually go in this morning for, you know, you get your body scan after you do your fitness couple
no.
of months. What's the thing
Why
you do?
Would I know that?
Yeah, you know how you do that. You know, everybody does that thing.
Uh-huh.
You find out what your muscle mass is and if your body fat percentage or whatever. And instead of me going to do that this morning, I was just really hungover, so I didn't do it. So yeah, I have nice. No idea how I went.
Wow.
So there you go.
Look, if anything, it might have worked out for the better.
Yeah.
You're all dehydrated.
I'm all dehydrated.
And
so
you're like, you're all muscle. This is amazing. Don't do any more exercise.
Mm. All right, what do we got here? Daredevil Season 3 has a new trailer. Teaser trailer.
Yep.
He's in his old costume. You posed the question.
His original,
the show.
His black ninja costume with just the scarf over his head. Yeah.
Do you think he lost the old one when the building fell on him?
Yeah, we wondered that, didn't we?
Yes.
Like, why is he back in that suit?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that suit, as we mentioned, that is nearly indestructible.
Yeah, that's right.
But how is it the suit? Well, maybe the suit was destroyed, but he lives.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, he definitely lives.
Yeah, but was
maybe
the suit
he doesn't.
Destroyed? Yeah.
Maybe he's undead.
Maybe
he's don't know.
He won't be undead. He never really does. He ever go undead? Unless it's like a Marvel Zombies thing.
No, I think. Look, we can't see. That's the thing. We can't rule it out.
Yeah,
I bet he has been killed in
yeah,
the comic
right.
books and resurrected by the Hand.
Yeah, okay.
I bet you anything.
I bet I'll, if you remember the end of The Defenders, which I do,
mm-hmm.
he's just in a hospital with nuns. So I don't think he was resurrected. I think he was just rescued.
Okay, right.
He's always dragging himself away from
I guess that's
from
probably
a fight,
true, yeah.
So.
He probably fell down a manhole.
He probably fell down a manhole.
Yeah.
They'll probably never explain it. He just got out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Get on him. Mm-hmm. That's really good. I'm happy for him. I'm happy he's alive.
Uh-huh.
Iron Fist is currently on Netflix and nobody noticed.
What a bad week to release that.
Oh, horrible week, yeah.
You'd think one arm of Marvel would coordinate with another arm of Marvel.
TV Marvel is its own beast, Mason.
I guess
it's Ike Perlmutter's baby, mm-hmm. and he'll do whatever he gosh darn wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently it's okay.
I've heard that too, and it's only 10 episodes.
And it's only 10. Mm-hmm. Both of those things sound super appealing to me.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to get back into the Netflix stuff, but I'm very behind now. So
yeah, uh-huh.
I haven't caught anything since The Defenders.
Right.
And was The Punisher before The Defenders or after? And I've seen like three
I think
of The
it was
Punisher.
No, it was after.
Okay, I've seen, that's where I'm up to.
Okay, right.
So, because I've heard good things of stuff since then, but not
enough.
It
has enough. Been, that it's been an improvement, I feel.
Yeah, not enough for me to dive back in. But I'll probably just jump straight back into Daredevil when that happens again, I think.
Oh, you're going to skip Iron Fist?
Yeah, because I like Daredevil, yeah.
All right.
There's that, we had another.
Bear in mind, there's two Iron Fists now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a new trailer for Halloween, Michael. Is it just called Halloween?
Just called Halloween, yeah.
Yeah.
The statute of limitations on naming your movie the same as the original movie is gone now, I think. So
it's not even
just
called The Halloween.
No, it's
like
called
the Predator's called The Predator. Mm.
It's, the sequel will be Halloween's.
Hello.
And then the next one will be Halloween's, but all the E's are threes.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see
Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you ever see the real Halloween 3, the one that's not related?
No.
Because they were going to make an anthology series and it's just about something else, like cults or something.
Oh, different, like a different murderer.
It's a different Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that because
Season of the Witch, I think it's called.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen that. Is that because the original, because I haven't seen any of these.
There are.
Was the original version of Halloween, he's just a guy.
Yes.
And then in later Halloween movies, he became the indestructible zombie man.
He's not immortal. He hasn't got Jason powers. I mean, he is because he's, you know, because he keeps getting shot and stabbed and he's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's not supernatural.
Huh.
He's just a lunatic.
Right, okay.
Like so the first Halloween, because the new one, we've talked about this, but ignores everyone except the first one and the Rob Zombie remake, which is apparently
good.
No good, which also has a sequel.
Uh-huh.
That
where he's on the back of a Dragula.
Yes.
Michael Myers is on the back of his zombie hot rod.
But he's Laurie Strode's brother, it's revealed in the sequel, but that doesn't count anymore.
Okay,
he's just
right.
a guy who's been in jail, and so she just builds a wall full of guns and just waits 40 years for him.
Do you think those guns are for very specific purposes? Why do you need so many shotguns?
Because you know he's coming at you. He's coming at you hard and fast.
But I mean,
Mason,
they're all in the one cabinet. What I'm saying is there's like one shoot around corners and one shoots in water and one...
Yeah, maybe.
And one is better for shooting up into attics.
Yeah, they would, you'd have to get a good one for
that. One shoots behind you for when he grabs you from the behind.
Oh, so it's like a dummy. It's like a false
gun. It's a dummy one, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that all of those things. Yeah. I think she's probably got to even have stuff hidden around the house.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to this. As someone, I don't think I've seen the original. I've seen H2O, which I'm a big fan of.
Yep.
But that doesn't count anymore. But I think maybe we should do a rewatch of maybe one and two.
All right.
Before
we'll
do an episode on it, maybe.
Okay, cool.
We're not really horror guys, but I think this looks good enough.
Remind me, which ones are we watching? The original one?
Maybe we watch the original one and H2O.
All right, fine.
Apparently two's all right, though. But it played at TIFF, the Toronto International Fun Time, I believe it's called. And it got very well received.
There you go.
So, on the whole. So
was it filmed in Toronto or something?
I have no idea. Okay. But they also showed The Predator, and apparently, not great. We'll be talking about that next week.
The last trailer looks really good.
Yeah, it's a shame. But we don't know. Maybe we'll really like it.
But of course, we don't know what those crowds are like.
We never know. Yeah. You can't trust anything coming out of a film festival ever.
Mm-hmm,
so, there you go. Mm. I'm excited for whatever it is we were saying then. We both are.
Mere moments ago. Me too.
Henry Cavill has been cast as Geralt
in
Netflix's
The
Witcher. Yeah, television series. A lot of people have been saying, why is he doing this? Because he's a man of movies. He's off the back of Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
He's feeling good. He's feeling fresh.
Yeah,
He's freshly shaven, Mason. He's out in the world.
Why is he growing? Where's he growing that Geralt beard situation? What's going on there?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But people are saying, why jump to television?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a lot of people do that, though. I mean, Kevin Spacey did it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he did some other things. But also, one of the things that he did was jump to television.
That's true, you know what I mean?
People do television.
Yeah.
And if they're putting, you know, $10 million an episode into it or whatever, and, you know, it's going to be a proper production, then why wouldn't he do it?
What do you think?
Yeah.
And I think also it might be a case of, like, you know, your per movie salary is this much.
Yeah.
But it might be like if you do three episodes of a TV series, you get that amount.
Yes.
And then there's seven more episodes. So you're bloody rolling.
Absolutely.
In it. Who knows?
I'm sure a part of him is also, I don't want to be Superman, like thought of as Superman forever.
Right, exactly.
And I got to break this curse, you know, before it gets me.
Exactly.
Which it will.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's less of a thing nowadays with superheroes being, people being typecast as superheroes.
I think that's true, yeah.
But I can understand. Also, he's a big video game guy.
Oh, really?
He loves it. Apparently, when he got the call for Superman, he missed it because he was playing World of Warcraft or something. He's a big old nerd, Mason. He's just like us.
He's just like, I'm a nerd, but I play video games. I'm a thumbs. Ooh.
Yeah. But no, and also a lot of people are very excited for this because not only there's massive fans of the video games, apparently 3 is particularly good.
Mm.
I've been meaning to get around to it, but the series of books that it's based upon is very well regarded. So
okay, and is this going to be based? So this is going to be based on the books.
I assume so.
Okay, right.
But I do not know of which I could not say.
Oh yes,
yeah.
And I guess that's because you know, if Netflix seems to be very committed to, it's quite rare that they do one season of something and then they're done.
Yeah, that is rare. Yeah.
So you know, if you're like, hey, Henry Cavill, do you want to do this for 10 years?
Mm.
Yep. All right.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can understand that. Also, I think it'd be... I don't think we've seen a lot of him in terms of range yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like to see what else he can do.
I agree.
Yeah, so there you go. Mm. Anyway, enough of whatever we were talking about mere moments ago, Mason.
All right,
it's time for another topic.
Here we go.
Die Hard 6. You're familiar with this movie because it's set in the modern day with a 60-year-old John McClane.
Oh, that's right. And
it's set in the 70s.
Young John McClane.
Do you think they're going to de-age him or do you think they're going to get a new actor?
Is that still not being established?
I think they said new actor.
Okay.
But I don't know that. So
right. Well, maybe they can do a reverse Looper.
Yeah.
He gets rapidly, rapidly de-aged and then it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Who could you get for a young John McClane?
Well, we got to think Widow's Peak.
No, but you got to think pre-Widow's Peak.
No, I'm thinking he's always had it. From the Academy, he's had a Widow's
Peak.
Okay,
fair enough. All right, straight out. Yeah. the magician from Arrested Development.
Oh, Will Arnett.
He's got a great widow's peak.
Yeah, all right. And that's him straight out of the academy. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to de-age him?
Nah.
And then he's Michael Cera?
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah. But the reason I bring this up, though, is because it's got a name. It's called McLean.
Great.
I think...
Shirley MacLaine, it's called. MacLaine,
yeah. So...
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine, right? Mm. But it's... So I think this is, you know, like John Rambo. I think the new Rambo called John Rambo or something like that? I think I can't think of other examples, but there's traditions.
Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa. There you go. They're, of like Creed. You know, yeah. They just name...
Jerry Demolition Man. It's mostly Stallone movies.
It's a lot of Stallones. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But...
Chad Over the Top. I saw that recently. The movie and? Over the Top. It's fun.
Yeah, is it?
It's not good.
Yeah, well, yeah. It doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have a weights thing in his truck?
In his truck, yeah, when he's driving.
Does he do both arms?
I only recall him doing one arm.
Do that, so they don't arm wrestle both arms?
No, they arm wrestle one arm.
They don't go, let's do left. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
So for anybody who doesn't know, Over the Top is a Sylvester Stallone movie where he's a traveling truck driver,
yep,
who's attempting to reconnect with his son, who's, yep, who's like a little, like a military school cadet, like a 10-year-old military school cadet, who's all proper, and he doesn't like this new dad who's a bit of a
just a bit rough around the edges, just, rough around just the a man edges, trying right. to make his way in the world.
Exactly, but he is also part of this ring of arm wrestling. He's like a part of an arm wrestling thing, and he goes to Vegas to do an arm wrestling championship. But anyway, his trick is
arm wrestling.
He arm wrestles, but like what happens is when he wants to win, he goes over the top, which basically all it just means is he takes his hand and he sort of just moves the fingers over the top of the other guys,
right.
And then he wins
every time.
Not every time, but it's like,
how long does an arm wrestle last?
Depends on the arm wrestle.
But is it like 10 minutes?
I think the last one's about 10 minutes.
That's too long.
I know. But also, what I'm saying is that if that's the trick,
yeah,
surely everyone would do it.
That's his trick.
Oh, good point. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Stallone movies.
Oh, yeah. Vincent, Stop or My Mum Will Shoot.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Speaking of truck driving movies, though, we didn't talk about this last week, but Big Trouble in Little China, which is getting, which was going to be a reboot with The Rock,
yes,
is now going to be a sequel with The Rock.
The Rock,
but also
nice.
Kurt Russell. Who might nice. Be his they might be their characters from Fast and Furious or whatever. Imagine that. They could do that.
Yeah.
So be like, yeah, it's the guy from it's from that other movie.
Do they have many scenes together in those movies?
I don't know if they do, actually. Doesn't he go to jail? Yeah, he goes to jail and then The Rock picks that guy up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And he's like, you shouldn't have said that because The Rock is going to jail. He's very angry. You remember that scene?
Yeah, well, maybe they had a good time in that scene and they're like, let's do a movie together.
Let's do a movie together, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought you'd be excited about that.
I'm excited about that.
Have you read Old Man Truck Driver? Isn't there a comic?
What?
Isn't there a comic where he's an old man?
No, there's a Big Trouble in Little China. There is a Big Trouble in Little China comic book, and there's a Big Trouble in Little China meets Escape from New York comic book.
Right.
And they're good. From okay, what I've read, I haven't read all of them.
Maybe I just saw a fan art of Old Man.
Yeah, maybe.
Jack Burton?
Jack Burton, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It's good?
Yeah.
I mean, you might not like it.
I probably won't.
Good.
But that's what I like.
Not liking things.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mason, enough of whatever we were talking about mere moments ago, because there's Star Wars news.
Oh,
and
no.
And there's always Star Wars news.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You should know that.
Yeah, I know. We'll never be free of Star Wars news. Yeah.
This is more...
You just blindsided me with it. You should have mentioned it earlier. You should have softballed it in.
I should have,
sorry. There should have been some news about the stars.
Yep.
And some news about wars.
Okay.
And I would have been thrilled and then depressed. And then you could have snuck in some Star Wars news.
Sure, I could do that for next week.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't so much news as in something interesting.
All right, is it news or is it not news? God damn it.
Star Wars The Last Jedi is currently the biggest selling Blu-ray of 2018, which flies in the face, I guess, people are saying, of it being very hated by everybody all the time.
Yeah, a lot of people have bought it.
It's sold 3,019,432 copies in the US alone.
That's so specific.
For a total of $69 million. Yeah,
nice.
Very good. Very good, Mason.
Thank you.
But it's ahead of Black Panther by about 400,000, and behind that is Thor Ragnarok by about 700,000, etc. But what I think needs to be noted here, first of all, those are amazing numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Black Panther's has got about 2 months less of Blu-ray sales.
Right, yeah.
Behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably is a good chance it won't be the biggest selling one at the end of the year.
Yeah, it'll catch up. Black Panther will catch up.
Yeah. And if that doesn't, Infinity War's just been released on Blu-ray. Right. So I just, you know, it's really good news, but yeah. I just wanted to kind of clear that up.
TVs are getting bigger.
Yeah.
People want to experience that Blu-ray magic.
Have you seen it again? Have you watched The Last Jedi again?
No, I haven't.
No, you should give it a...
Maybe I will.
Give it a look-see.
Maybe I will.
See if you still love it. See if you're still the biggest fan of it, Mason.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, side note. I believe the remake The Last Jedi campaign's up to like $500 million.
Oh my God, that's going to be such a good movie.
It's going to be such a good movie. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Why can't they?
Can't wait till $500 million worth of pledges come in, you know? As they are definitely going to do, you know?
When they receive any money for that, which they will, they'll get some.
Yeah.
You'll never see that movie or that money ever again.
Absolutely not.
It'll go. Which, that's what I would do, to be fair.
Yep.
If I was someone dumb enough to think I could remake a Star Wars film and then realized I couldn't, I'd just steal it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The Academy Awards, Mason.
I've heard of them.
It's a real shit show.
In what sense?
It's just a shit show. It's boring.
Yep.
It's for those Hollywood elites, you know what I mean?
Yuck. Yuck. Not for us Joe Lunchpails down here.
That's exactly it.
Putting on our hard hats and sitting out on the beam, you know, beam, a really
we'll
high
beam.
We'll
sit on the beam.
You know?
We'll have a tomato and cheese sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll maybe feed a seagull.
Yep. A flask of hot coffee.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoko.
Smoko. Don't talk about our feelings.
Don't do it.
Anyway, that's us. We're no Hollywood elites, but continue.
That's it. They have postponed their most popular film category.
Oh, that's right.
Because
yeah.
It was a spectacularly stupid idea. Because that quickly devolves into being the MTV Movie Awards of Best Butts 2018.
Do you think that's what was going to happen?
Probably not. I think it's... I don't know. I just thought it was always stupid. And I think what made it really stupid was there were no parameters about what that means.
Yeah, right.
Because if it's just the movie that people saw the most...
Yeah.
Okay, then just call it that.
But I think...
movie that people saw the most.
But I think it's... I'd be interested to know... like what the decision making process was to get rid of that.
Yeah, right.
Because was it pressure from the Academy members, all of whom are quite old, going, hey, this is going to turn into the MTV Movie Awards. Let's get rid of it. We're better than this.
Yeah.
Or was it because people kept going, hey, why can't this just be? Why can't you just put these in Best Picture or
yes.
Best Comedy or Best whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm.
Odd. It's an odd duck, isn't it?
It really is an odd duck. The whole thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, realistically, the best measure of whether a movie is popular or not is the...
the box office.
The 69 million Blu-ray sales.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. I think it was just going to be... Black Panther would win. I think that's what probably would have happened.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Does that also mean that this opens up for movies like that to be nominated for Best Film?
No, I think it'd be a... they would just shovel all the genre stuff in,
well,
I think.
See, what I think's going to happen, Mason,
yes.
is that I think we're going to see movies like that get now bled into everything else so that it becomes more interesting to the general public.
So you think Black Panther, hypothetically,
like that,
would be nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah, along with all the arty-farty crap or whatever.
I think they will do that out of desperation at some point.
Yes.
But I don't think this is the trigger. I think they're still...
I'm making a proclamation that's going to happen.
Uh-oh, he's making one of his famous proclamations. Look out.
Here I come.
Here he goes.
Red hot. No, I think that's so... it'll be something like that. If it's not that, it'll be Infinity War or something like
that. No, absolutely not. I don't think it will. I think that...
Return of the King won once. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, but I think... Infinity War, despite the fact that it is the culmination of 10 years and nearly 20 movies worth of continuity all put together in a way that works as an action movie and works, you know, as a part of the franchise,
yeah.
I think that Academy members are like, look at all that flash and noise.
Yeah.
How stupid is that?
Also,
no,
it's,
thank you.
If you haven't seen the others, it's incomprehensible.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, so it would be more likely a Black Panther or a Logan or something like that.
I think it's an amazing technical achievement,
yeah.
But they don't have an award for that technical achievement.
Yeah, right.
Like the
for
fact
building
that,
a cinematic universe for
yeah,
10
exactly.
years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they don't have that. There's no award for, you know, narrative continuity over... 10 years.
Yeah, right.
It just isn't so.
Do you think there should be?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's the Nick Mason Award for narrative continuity over 10 years.
Would you throw in like a Halloween then The Predator. Let's get some narrative.
No,
continuity.
I think there has to be one at least one movie released every year.
Well, there wasn't one in 2010 or 9.
Well, then they're out. Sorry, no, no nominations this year as usual.
I think it was 10.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't remember. Wow. Might have been 9.
Pick up the pace, Marvel. Come
I know,
on.
Get your shit together.
Come on.
All right. It's weird that there was a year where there was no Marvel movies.
Yuck, I can't even imagine it.
All right, what do we got here? We got our first look at Captain Marvel.
Yes, we did, yeah.
So it's established that it's not an origin story, though we'll probably get some information in terms of how she got there.
Yep.
I'd imagine.
You'd hope so.
Yeah. What do you think of the suit?
Looks good.
I agree.
Because there's, you know, the initial version we see, which is sort of in the Kree colours.
Yeah.
Or the Charlotte Hornets colours.
Yes.
That kind of teal look.
Yeah, yeah.
That seemed a bit... That was quite ill-fitting, it seemed. And then a lot of people have made the assumption that she's taken that from somebody else or...
Yeah.
You know, they gave her a second-hand one or something like that.
Mm.
But the official Captain Marvel one looks great, I think.
Yeah. You do still see her. There's in some of those stills, she's in the teal suit.
Yeah.
But I think with those suits, when they're... I know even with the creases, they just smooth them out.
They smooth them out, exactly.
Spider-Man. Yeah, they do it with all of them.
Uh-huh.
They redo completely.
Yeah,
like
right.
Black Panther.
And also, it could be one of those things where, like... You adjust it depending on the angle. Like if they're looking at it from the front, they pin the back or whatever, you know?
Exactly. Apparently they did that for Rob Thomas, one of his film clips where he was wearing leather pants. I remember saying in an interview. He's
really?
Like, yeah, they all pegged me up at the back. I look ridiculous. Huh. Yeah, so there you go. That's a little Matchbox 20 fact for you, Mason.
Was it smooth featuring
I don't think it's smooth.
Rob Thomas, Carlos Santana?
That song is highly overrated.
How dare you?
It's not that good.
Wow.
You think it's a good song?
Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah. You're just saying that because it's overplayed.
No, I'm saying because it's not that good a song.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think of that? There's better Matchbox 20 songs, Mason.
It's not a Matchbox 20 song.
It's true.
It's a Carlos Santana
Rob,
song.
There, and a Rob Thomas song.
Mm-hmm.
There are better Rob Thomas songs even than I would say.
Name one.
Long Day. It's a Matchbox 20 song.
See?
Doesn't count.
There's no
he
better
He did have
Rob
a
Thomas.
Solo album. There would have been a time where I could have named one, Mason.
Wow. This was a trap. This was a sting to reveal how much you loved Rob Thomas years ago.
Yeah. I do have some interesting Rob Thomas facts, though, don't I?
Well, you certainly, that one about the leather pants was certainly, that's certainly a treat, let me tell you.
It is, yeah. But with the Captain Marvel thing, I like the suit a lot. I like the colours of it. Uh-huh. So I guess she gets the Kree suit because she's part of some Kree force with Jude Law and some familiar faces that you might recognise.
That's right, Lee Pace is back. I think we knew that, but we saw he's back as Ronan the Accuser. He's just hanging out on the beach.
Yeah, apparently he's part of Kree society still. So he's like a high-ranking member. He doesn't have the black smear across his eyes.
Yeah, okay.
Like he had in the other
was
one.
Was that a symbol of disgrace or something?
No, I think it was just being like a weirdo.
Oh, yeah. He seems a bit of a weirdo.
Religious fanatic dude or whatever. Mm.
And we see the Skrulls.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Looks good.
I think it does look a bit Farscape-y.
Right.
But it's a still image. I don't think you're going to get a sense of it until you see it. Moving,
because
if it's just a prosthetics that barely moves,
that's true.
I think it's
I think they had to, because in the comic books, Thanos and the Skrulls look quite similar.
Mm.
You add point, you get Thanos, you change him from purple to green, and you add pointy ears, and you've got a Skrull because of the weird chin.
Yeah.
So I think they had to do something different, so people aren't like, "Is he friends? Are they friends? Are they cousins? What's going on with the
more of a muted green though, also.
Yeah, right.
And that's a Ben Mendo. He's in one of them.
Cool.
So he plays. Two roles. Well, he's one character, but he's two roles.
Uh-huh.
He's a high-ranking S.H.I.E.L.D. official,
and he's in
disguise. He's probably going to be the guy who stabs Nick Fury's eye out, I'd imagine.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you remember Captain America, look out, everyone's a Nazi, the second one.
Yep.
He says to Steve Rogers, last time I trusted somebody, I lost an eye. So I think he's like, me and Mendo are best mates. Oh, no! My eye. But did you see the de-aged image of him?
Looks pretty good.
That looked pretty slick, yeah.
Look, it looks pretty slick, but at the same time, Samuel L. Jackson is quite ageless.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't look that different.
I think they shaved a bit off the chin as well, like to sharpen the jaw up and whatever.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I think they're doing a little bit of that for Clark Gregg as well, who's coming back.
Cool.
They should give him like the 90s like Nick Carter hair.
Yes,
something like that.
Center part,
I want the center part to come back. Do you know why?
Why?
Because my hair is custom built for the center part. I'm telling you, man. It's
just do it.
I can't just do it.
Why can't
it looks
you do
ridiculous.
It?
It's not the time. It's not the time, Mason.
Nah, you should do it. You're going to do it as like a 50-year-old man, aren't you? When you go completely grey.
Yeah, yeah.
Centre part, mullet on the back.
Okay, I'll do it.
You do it, okay.
I love it. Mm.
I think you're probably right about Mendo.
Yeah, yeah.
Betrayer.
So the other so you got Jude Law there, who is Mar-Vell, I believe. I don't know if they've officially said that, but he's got to be, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Also, I'm very excited to see what the Skrull transformation effect is.
Yeah, right.
I hope it's like 90s morphing.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson's Black or White.
Yes.
When I first saw that, I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the most exciting thing I saw until Matchbox 20 came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know it.
Yeah, I do know it. The other returning character, though, is Korath from Bloody Guardians of the Galaxy,
right.
You see, he's part of the Kree unit with Captain Marvel. You see him bloody standing there. So he used to be a warrior, mercenary man.
Okay.
And then he just became a guy who collects artifacts for Ronan or whatever. So
yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. Apparently, the space team, they don't like Captain Marvel initially because she's not even fully bloody whatever we are. And
right.
Here.
Okay.
But then she probably proves herself.
Probably with fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Brie Larson's a really good choice as well. Yeah. Real life seems like a good, like, bloody nice person. And apparently there was some reluctance for her to do it because she's like, well, if I do this, I'm kind of this forever.
Yeah.
Which kind of parallels what Chris...
Evans
was for Captain America. He's like, oh, I'll have to do this forever. And what if I'm trapped in it or whatever? And he is.
Now he's trapped in it. Yeah. Until he dies in the next movie.
That's right. Yeah. So, no, I think it's interesting. Off the back of that also, there's going to be more female-led films in the works apparently,
way.
At Marvel. It's weird that this is the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 years. Mm-hmm. But apparently, so they got a few more down the line. Do you have any that you'd like to see? I think we've talked about, like, She-Hulk and... we talked about the bloody Black Widow one as well.
Yeah.
What about a Spider-Woman?
Nah.
You've never heard of such a thing? Is that what you're saying?
I cannot comprehend the very idea of it. Well, I mean, I think it also depends on who is killed in Avengers 4. Like, I would like to see maybe Ironheart.
Yeah, okay,
as
fair enough.
As a replacement Iron Man, that would be good.
Okay, fair enough.
See that? That's all I can think of right now. I'll think of one later.
A She-Hulk, maybe?
Yeah. As maybe a comedy.
Maybe a comedy.
That. Yeah. I don't think we will, though, because the most recent She-Hulk story arcs I remember that I've read are sort of quite tragic and dealing with PTSD and stuff like that. So
we don't have to go straight into that. You save that for your sequel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Mason. Mm-hmm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Now, what a big week for Marvel video games, Mason.
I agree.
Because Spider-Man on the PlayStation 4 was released.
Marvel's Spider-Man.
On the PlayStation 4. It was released.
Yep.
We're not going to do spoilers. We'll do a little bit of spoilers, but you haven't finished it yet.
I haven't finished it, so I'd rather you didn't, yeah, quite frankly.
We'll go up to wherever you're up to.
Okay.
But we'll very much clearly say when that's going to happen, because it concerns... The real spoilers are the ending, obviously, and what happens. Who lives? Who dies, Mason? Who's to say?
Yep.
I guess there's some suit stuff, which we'll probably save for, because some of them are... kind of factor into the...
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
To, you know, maybe you don't want to know all the unlocks until the end or whatever.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So we're just talking generalities.
And I think we can do... I mean, I think there's a lot to talk about.
Absolutely there is,
Just in terms of gameplay and whether it's worth buying a system for it, as I did.
Yes, which you did.
I did.
And look, I feel like because it's such a cinematic story, you should tell us what that cinematic story was.
Wait, hang on.
Oh, no.
Oh, you finally killed me. I asked you what the story was. I'm going. Everything's going dark. I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So it's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
That's right.
But it's not fresh out of high school. Amazing Spider-Man.
He's 23.
How old is he?
23.
Is he 23?
He's 23. He's finished college.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought he was like 35.
What, do you think? Like, he looks old?
He looks older.
Does he really?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Tell me about Insomniac Games. What have they done? Did they do L.A. Noir?
No, that was bloody friggin' Rockstar, mate.
All right, language.
Yeah, sorry. They did Sunset Overdrive, Ratchet & Clank, Spyro the Dragon, stuff like that, yeah. And apparently Sunset Overdrive, a lot of that game, they've kind of carried on over into... The flow mechanics of like the web swinging.
I've never heard of Sunset Overdrive.
Well, let me tell you, Mason, it's a game and everybody loves it.
Oh, cool. All right. Sounds great.
What else do you... Oh, they did Resistance. They liked those games.
Oh, yeah. The aliens in the 40s or whatever
Yeah, okay. That was supposed to be like the PlayStation 3's their Halo kind of...
Yeah, thing, right. Yeah. But it only got the one.
But they did 3.
Okay.
They also had Killzone.
Right.
There you go.
So this is... because this seems to have like the... that L.A. Noir face mapping.
Yes.
Okay. Let's finish. I'll tell you what the story was.
Oh, I'm ready.
Spider-Man.
He's 23 to 38.
He's somewhere in the somewhere in that range. And we open on Wilson Fisk, the Kingpin. He's been revealed as the head of organized crime.
Yep.
In New York City. We, as Spider-Man, beat him up and sent him to jail. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, well, I was the one keeping order in this city, so bloody watch out now, because here's trouble.
And maybe he was.
Yeah, maybe he was. Yeah. And then you got to fight a whole bunch of other people.
There's other gangs. There's other situations approaching.
Gangs and situations.
Yeah,
watch
out.
There's
a lot of that. There's a lot of gang situations. Well, on the whole, how are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it a lot.
Me too.
It is profoundly reminiscent of the Arkham games.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. Yeah,
In every way.
Sure, okay.
In every conceivable way. Which is good because I like those games a lot.
Yes.
And they haven't...
It doesn't feel like just a reskinned
thing, though. No, it doesn't. And I think it's got its own...
Aesthetic?
It's got its own aesthetic. It's got its own flavor.
Yeah.
It's got its own vibe.
I feel it's more a livable city than Arkham.
It really is.
Which is just like, everybody went inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what Arkham is. But
the UV index is really high, so everybody in Gotham went underground. Did they? Where are they? Yeah, this is what I enjoy about this is, unlike Gotham City in those games, it isn't an evacuated city. It's a real living city.
Yes.
There's people out in the day. There's people out
at
night.
You can high-five them. And...
You can high-five. There's people are taking photos of you. They're saying hi.
Yeah.
There's parties going on in like...
Rooftop parties.
And it's good stuff. But I don't know if that's a function of... more powerful gaming technology, or if they just were like, we're going to put more work into this.
I think it's also probably a time thing, because this was announced 2 years ago.
Right.
So, they obviously took their time with it, because a lot of the Beenox who did the last ones, and they did some okay ones, but I didn't like any of them.
Right.
Because after playing Spider-Man 2, I just thought, everything should now be better than this,
and it wasn't. Okay, right. So that was the high watermark.
Yeah, and well, I don't even think that game is not perfect in a lot
of
ways.
So is it the high watermark for, say, web swinging?
Definitely.
And is this now the high watermark for
this web swinging? Better, but the web swinging in this is slightly less physics-based, but I think it works to the game's advantage because it does pull you out of situations that where you just get stuck.
Right, with Spider-Man 2, could you get stuck?
Yes.
Right.
Like a little, you'd be stopped easier. I mean, when you get good at it, Mm-hmm. You don't as much. But,
right.
But there's moments where if you notice you swing towards the ground, yep. you never hit the ground.
No, that's true.
You always kind of pull up a little bit.
Yes, right.
So there's a little bit of a...
Also, Spider-Man like a 2, you would just not reel in and you would just hit the ground.
Okay, yeah, right. A lot of times. Uh-huh. Or you could... Or,
yeah.
I don't even know if that... Maybe not that exactly, but there are moments that you'd get stuck more. Like, you know how in this, if you swing and you hit a wall, you just run? In Spider-Man 2, that was like you had to kind of go into it. And you, right, it was like a series of things you had to do.
So this one's quite forgiving.
Yes.
But I enjoy, like it is.
I don't think that's bad though.
No. And I really got into this. I enjoy the, you feel like Spider-Man, which I think is great.
Mason, they should put that on the bloody box.
It's to feel like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You should be Spider-Man.
You can be Spider-Man.
But it's great. And it's what I enjoy about the web swing. Again, having not played a Spider-Man game since like the Game Boy or whatever, he dynamically goes to whatever building is closest and he swings a court. Like it's maybe not as physics based as some of the other ones, but he, how you swing and how you maneuver is based on what's around you kind of thing. Which
it's context sensitive.
It is context sensitive, which is novel to me at least.
Yeah. No, I'd say this is not something you see a lot. Yeah. And even things like there's a fire escape and he'll just kind of scoot through it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do anything. He'll just go through it. And I love the run to the top of the building, hit X, he'll fire a web, like flip over it, and then just keep going. I think that's a really awesome.
Yeah, they've gotten the mechanics of you want to be, how would Spider-Man get around the city? He wouldn't be stymied by an air conditioner duct or like a fire escape on a rooftop or something like that. He'd just keep going.
Yeah.
Because he's a professional.
Yeah, he's been doing it.
I think they've worked that in and it's...
Between 8 and 15 years.
Yeah, exactly. And it looks great.
It does look great. Looks really good.
Daytime especially, I feel. Like there's points where you can go into the city and just look at... I'd just take photos of like nice trees that I saw.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's great.
Do you like the photo mode?
I haven't used the photo
mode.
Okay. Wait, do you mean where you take...
Well, you can. There's like a selfie photo mode you can kind of do.
Oh, I've used that. Okay.
Yeah. They did it for the... There was an update on day one, so I... installed or whatever, and then it's cool. Okay. It's just a fun little thing.
Oh, updates. Speaking of, being someone who hasn't played a video game in a long time,
Jesus,
my
right?
plan was what I'll do is I'll, what I was going to do was I was going to buy a game system after I finished work on the Thursday.
Yeah.
Then take it home, put it together, buy the game online, install it, and then it'd be ready like at midnight, ready to go. But of course, they didn't have the one I wanted. PlayStation Pro Glacier White.
Yes.
They didn't have the one I wanted.
That's right.
Because I want it to age and slowly turn yellow like an old microwave.
Or a Super Nintendo or whatever.
Like a Super Nintendo, exactly. So they didn't have it, so I had to buy it the next day in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I had to do some other stuff. And then I'm like, it's okay. I'll get home in the evening and I'll get in a few solid hours. And then I put it in and it's like updating everything for hours.
Yeah.
And then
you install the game on top of that.
Yeah.
Via the internet.
No, I bought it.
I was going to say, because I got the code a week or so early, and I'm like, this is going to be huge. And it's like a 47 gig thing.
Uh-huh.
And on my internet, it would have taken a month. And that's not an exaggeration. It would have.
Yeah.
So I've got a dongle that I use whenever. So I just put $200 on that.
Wow.
Because it's very expensive. Wow. And then it did it.
You know,
like,
you could have bought the game for less than a third.
I know that. I know that. Uh-huh. But I'm like, I want to play this.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm not waiting because what's the point of even having it early if I can't play it?
Wow. And
yeah. So,
do you think maybe Sony's in cahoots with your dongle?
It's
company?
Very possible.
Yeah, they're making bank off you.
That's Telstra. They, yeah.
Anyway,
they really
finally
do.
Got it started.
Yeah.
And I played from midnight till 6 a.m.
Oh wow. Yeah. And you bloody loved it, Mason.
It's good. Yeah.
As someone who hasn't been out of the world of video games for a while,
uh-huh.
we've done one previous video game episode, and that was on Arkham Origins.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is apparently like episode 6 or something like that.
Right.
Someone wrote in and said that.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like, oh, I've been out of the world of video games for ages. I don't understand any of this anymore. Or did it kind of
come
back? Oh,
no. It comes back to you, yeah. And again, given, you know, when we do Caravan of Garbage and we're terrible.
Oh, it's not like you don't play video games.
Yeah, I mean, but they, you know, generally speaking, it's, we usually throw ourselves into those games, even if they're quite recent. We throw ourselves in them with no prep and no tutorial or anything.
Yeah.
We're just like, let's find a funny bit and go for it. But, you know, given this game walks you through quite naturally in terms of like learning all the attacks and learning all the jumps and learning all the web swings.
Learning all the high fives.
Learning all the slow find the wavelength of the what's her name.
Oh, God, yeah.
Finding the circuits and whatever.
Yeah, that I don't like.
See, I'm not against them. So throughout this game, in order to... So in the Arkham games, if you wanted to, like, discover all the hidden secrets, you had to find a Riddler map.
Yeah.
But in this, if you want to find all the hidden secrets, you have to activate an Oscorp You have to activate a series of Oscorp communications.
There's, like, 30-odd around the city or whatever.
Yeah, like towers. And in order to do that, you have to do this...
Which is also
game.
In Batman where you'd open a door and you'd have the two thumbsticks as the same
like
thing.
Like a code sequencer. See, that's the thing. And it's interesting. Like, and I'm not necessarily against any of these things. It's just interesting. Do you need them to be in there?
That's what I'm saying. It's pointless.
Right.
You should go up to it and you flick a switch.
Yeah, right.
Because it's just busy work.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know those puzzles? So there's circuit breaker puzzles. Yeah. I don't even think they're that bad. I don't even mind doing them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just pointless.
And they're not timed or anything? Like, it's not...
Yeah. So there's no... I don't know. I don't know why they're in there.
And there was one, and I think you can only do them in lab...
There's stuff you do later, you like diffuse stuff later with it.
There's some lab ones where it's like, find the correct chemical sequence. And it's just getting blocks.
Yeah.
And matching the blocks. They're not invisible. They're not, it's not a memory situation. Yeah. You just go, that one's got two stripes on the right. I'll find the block and I'll put it in the hole with two stripes on the right. There's no challenge to it at all.
Absolutely. But I think that's the element of, well, you're Peter Parker and he's also, he's a good bloke in real life.
Yep,
he's always delivering food.
He's got the smarts.
To the homeless. But he also, you got to, like in a Batman game, they're like, well, I guess we should give him detective stuff to do. You know what I mean?
I think they felt
an obligation to do it. But I think there's enough if he just walked into a lab and speak to somebody and you just like, oh yeah, he works at a lab because he's smart.
Yeah.
Like I get it. I don't need that.
What can we talk? How do you feel about the faces?
Good on the most. Yeah. Some are better than others.
Yeah. Well, I think you were saying, maybe we mentioned this on the show last week, or maybe you just mentioned it in passing.
Yeah.
Peter Parker's face. It's not what I was expecting out of Peter Parker. He
Same.
Doesn't look.
It took me a bit to adjust, but I'm okay with it now.
I think what they've done, and I don't know if they've do they take actors like real actors and mocap their faces, or is that entirely?
I think they mocap them. I don't know that.
Right,
but yeah.
But I feel like they have taken elements from all the Spider-Men and put like
it
all
does
the actors.
Feel a bit
them,
like that.
Like I feel
it's
he
like
has,
those mashup pictures you see.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel he has like maybe. Like, I think his hair is a combination of Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield.
Yep, right, sure, yeah.
Because it's kind of big and swoopy.
Yeah.
And I think maybe they've gone and they've taken Tom Holland and they've aged him up.
Yeah, could
like
be,
they've
yeah.
made an estimate and gone, well, he probably looks like that.
Yeah, roughly like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in some of the older characters, you see the detail on their faces.
Yeah.
There's one in particular which I can't spoil because it, you know, it plays a part in, a big part. They told us, that was one of the things they said specifically, don't spoil in the
Okay, well, don't tell
me
after either.
Yeah, yeah. No, you already know it.
Oh, okay.
But
right.
You would be well up to that. But
yep.
That look quite good.
Yeah,
They look really good.
I was going to say, because I am 40% into this game, according to the progress meter, which I think includes side missions and stuff like that. You were saying the story mode is only 60%.
It's about, I mean, I did some extra stuff going through.
So 100% is the entire story mode completed.
You catch all the pigeons and you unlock
And you catch all the pigeons and you get all the backpacks or whatever.
Yes.
That the story mode complete and everything, that's 100%.
Yep.
So the game itself is quite 60%.
Yes.
Seems quite short. About. Also...
It's probably... I reckon it probably took me about 15 to 20 hours for the regular stuff.
So I'm about two-thirds... If I'm about two-thirds of the way through the end of this story without spoilers...
Yeah.
Am I approaching a cavalcade of villains towards the end? Because I feel like at about the two-thirds mark, I have maybe had meaningful interactions with maybe three villains.
Yeah, there's a
like
moment.
Three proper villains.
You're going to hit a moment.
That's kind of what I figured.
Yeah.
But if you're expecting to fight a villain every 5 minutes, you will not get that.
Yeah. I think it's a bit, even though you do run into, there's going to be a moment that happens, and you'll definitely not when it happens. I still think it's a little light on boss battles.
Considering, I don't even care about boss battles necessarily, but in considering that Spider-Man's Rogues Gallery has like 100 villains in it, I just burn a couple.
I agree.
Just burn a whole bunch.
I think
the
they're saving it. I'm doing a video on because they hinted a lot of stuff.
Right.
I'm doing a video on it. It should be up. Actually, I think I'm going to put it up early this week. But yeah, there's this feels more. Let's do some classic villains.
Right.
And then maybe in the next one we'll do, a young Green Goblin and a black Spider-Man suit. And then maybe after that they do a Venom. I think that's how they do it. I think they're going early day Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. Because this is it's an interesting continuity they're in.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be they've taken like the first, I don't know, the first 30 issues of like the continuity from the 60s.
Yeah.
And then they've diverted from that.
Yes.
Because if you're expecting it to be the current Spider-Man universe, but with just a different colored suit, that's not what you get.
No.
There's some continuity which you'd expect like a 23 to 38 year old Spider-Man to have. It exists in some backstory and some baggage or whatever that isn't there.
Literal baggage in some cases, Mason.
Oh.
You collect backpacks.
Collect backpacks, yeah. Like you'd expect some other supporting characters to be in certain places and they're not.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You've got
the way that villains become villains is well out of order.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is good. I think it's the same way that the MCU isn't the comics. This is going to be its own universe.
Yes.
Well, along with a whole lot of other Marvel
games. Yeah, which is it is somewhat similar to, again, I'm going to reference the Arkham games a lot.
Yeah.
But at least the Arkham games were kind of like the existing Batman continuity at the time, just with weirder designs.
Yeah, right.
And then went off in its own direction. Yeah. But this is, who knows?
I like it though.
I also because like
I don't
it, yeah.
want to. I don't need to hit for it to hit the same beats. And by the time you get to the end, you'll realize there's even more things that are different than you think. Yeah,
Ooh.
Not like massive stuff.
So it's a city in a bottle.
It's Kandor. The whole thing is Kandor.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, Mason, I know you saw it. I put up a review of this game.
Yes.
Which is a review in no way at all.
Uh-huh. How are people responding to it?
Mostly pretty positively. I got a few people that were like, I can't believe they gave you this. And you're an idiot.
Yep.
But I was half expecting to get an email to be like from Sony to be like, why did you make this?
Uh-huh.
And take it down. But they didn't say anything.
Yeah. Which is good. But I think your video, your 2-minute video does fairly comprehensively cover.
And it's dumb. It's super dumb. But I made it dumb intentionally, but I think there's enough in it where it tells you exactly what the game is.
Yeah, right.
Without spoiling anything. Yeah.
How do you feel about the combat system?
It's good.
Yeah. Spider-Man is not as strong. He's situationally strong.
Yes.
Like he can lift a truck.
Stop a car.
If he needs to for the mini game or the quick time event. But he can be, like you can punch a guy 10 times and he still doesn't go down.
The way they explained it in Spider-Man 2, because Bruce Campbell did the narration, you pick up hints around the
right,
city.
Right.
And one of them was that the reason he doesn't kill everybody instantly because he pulls his punches.
Yeah, right.
But when he's dying, like he's being shot and you're about to die, you think he'd just knock everybody out.
Sure, yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
There's actually, I think there's a suit you unlock, and I haven't done it yet, where it's you kill everyone with one punch and they kill you with one punch. But I think you have
to. Why would you put that suit on?
Yeah, I know. But I guess
for the challenge.
For the challenge, I think you have to 100% the game to get it. So I'm probably never going to get it. But
I will also never get it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to catch all those pigeons.
No, definitely not. But there's, I don't know. I the combat though, it's. I think it. I mean, there's elements.
Here's the thing, I want to catch all the pigeons because the guy that gives you the pigeon challenge. I want to help out Pigeon Joe.
So you will catch all the pigeons,
probably.
Okay.
I'm not good at it. I'm also not good at intercepting. Runaway cars.
I'm great at that.
You would be.
I'm one of the best.
Uh-huh.
I might be the best in the world.
Wow.
All you got to do is get close enough and hit triangle.
Yeah, right.
That's all you got to do.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And it's same with the pigeons. Get close enough and L1, R1.
Yeah, right.
Because it took me ages to catch a pigeon. I'm like, these fucking things. I thought you had to actually swing through onto them,
yeah,
but you don't.
No,
you
just hit the button. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I mean, the combat could be called Arkham-esque, but I think there's a lot. It's more Spider-Man-y than Batman-y, obviously.
You can jump higher.
They incorporate all the different web techniques.
Yep,
I think it's really good. Yeah.
I also agree, yeah.
You can also, it's also one of those things where if you're good enough, you just won't get hit.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can hit the dodge button frantically enough.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, the way you can throw missiles back eventually and pull guns off people and I've recently just unlocked a sonic blaster it's just like a sonic wave that just knocks everyone down or off a building, which was fun. But what I think the boss battles, there's some ones that you'll get to a bit. I think they're good for the most part, but I also think they just throw quick time events into it.
Yeah,
and
right.
And I don't really like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's not jarring. It's very cinematic the way it goes in between them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like there's a boss and you jump about and you're here and there, and then you're up close and you gotta do a certain, you know, you hit X and then catch their fist and
yeah, but that, I mean that I guess is a problem with a lot of these games is that the most spectacular things have to be quick time events.
Yeah.
Because how are they going to expect you to know to, like, because there's one particular sequence involving a helicopter.
Mm.
That was
one of the earliest things they released.
Yeah,
the footage of, yeah.
Which is like about a third of the way in.
Yeah.
And there's no way, I don't think there's any way you could figure out how to do all the things on your own. So if they want to make it look spectacular and cinematic,
yeah,
you have to go, okay, well, I'll trust the...
I'll just go with this.
The system, and okay, I'll just push the buttons at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely,
kind of,
yeah. Mm. Definitely. What do you think of the stealth?
I didn't really notice the stealth. It's fine.
No, I mean, have you played as other characters?
Oh, like MJ.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And there's someone else you can play as well, which I guess, ooh, I won't spoil. But,
is it Aunt May?
Yes.
Is it really?
No.
Okay.
I don't think the stealth is...
She's got stealth carrot cutting abilities.
You saw that, yeah.
She's got to make a birthday cake real quietly.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. What I like about it is, like the web swing, it's forgiving. So you're not just stuck in a stealth section forever.
Yeah, right.
Because quite frankly, I don't want to play as anybody else. I know they're doing it to kind of have a bit of variety.
Uh-huh.
But I'm okay with those sections. They're fine. But I don't think they're needed.
Yeah.
I think,
and maybe it's because I'm playing it on the easiest difficulty because I just want to get to through the story.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think the checkpoints are quite forgiving.
Yes. Yeah.
One thing that I cannot stand in these kind of games is when there's five waves of bad guys or something like that.
Mm.
Or like you have to get all the way through a building and then you die right at the end and they put you right at the start of the building again.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well you've cleared three rooms, you die, you start at the fourth room again. That's,
you son
that's
of a
fine.
Bitch. Yeah. Do you want to do some spoilers, but only where you're up to?
Okay, great.
So
terrific.
Let's
okay, where am I up to?
I'll put some time codes if people want to jump ahead. Where are you up to? I don't know.
Alright, so I'm up to, how do I do this without bloody spoiling it?
You did the you did the helicopter bit.
Yep.
I think that might be a bit more than one third.
Okay. Wow. But man,
I can talk about this with you because you saw it on my TV. Yeah. When you came around, I was playing it, and I fought Taskmaster, which kind of just happened. I wasn't expecting.
Well, one of the many fetch quests in this game is you find like Taskmaster cases.
Yeah.
And you get a message from the Taskmaster saying he has gotten. He's placed various bombs in the city. You've got to race to them against.
He does
time
other things as well. He does,
that's good.
Yeah.
Having done a couple of those, I'm like, I wonder if you fight the Taskmaster because in the
it reminded me of this Deadshot from one of the Arkham games.
Yeah, and the same with the Riddler. Like eventually, I think you beat him up.
Good.
I think by Arkham Knight, you beat him up.
Good, you should.
But I'm like, well, do you fight? But and turns out you do.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
But he must appear multiple times, but. It was pretty funny because he turns up and you fist fight and I just kicked him off the roof. And normally when you kick someone off a roof, they get webbed to the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
They web to the wall on the way down, but he just hit the ground.
Right.
But then he's back up. He's got a teleporter or whatever.
Here's the thing though, because he doesn't have... Because I was thinking it'd be a mistake if you didn't put him in because he has the same... The classic version of the Taskmaster has the same equipment loadout as all the demons.
Right.
Like if you combine them all together, it's the Taskmaster.
Yeah.
Because he's got guns and he's got swords and he's got a shield and whatever else. But that's not what he is in this game. He's just a guy with a weird lightsaber.
Yeah.
So...
And you can kick him off a roof.
Okay, so where am I at? There's been a big villain revelation.
Which one?
Well, I can't say, can I?
It's spoilers.
Yeah, but I mean, how do people know we're up to?
I think this is the point where if people haven't played it, they shouldn't be in
this
section.
Okay, good point.
Yeah,
look, if you haven't beaten it, don't stop listening.
Yeah.
All right. So there's been a bombing.
Yes.
That happened.
The Miles Morales.
Yes.
Situation with his dad. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you play as him for a little bit.
You do. That's true.
That?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
I think he's too big.
You should
I think
he
should be more kid like.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because he's kind of like Peter Parker's size, but. I think the movie looks like they've done it well because he's supposed to be 15 or whatever, or maybe even younger.
The Spider-Verse movie.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But he's good.
Uh-huh.
Probably get more of that in the next.
And so we've had the revelation is that Martin Lee is Mr. Negative.
He's so down on himself.
He's so down on himself and others.
Yeah.
Is it because I was unaware, because I don't know anything about Mr. Negative, because I stopped reading Spider-Man comics before he was introduced. So is that always his origin?
I have no idea.
Okay, great. Yeah. It's a good negative effect.
Great negative effect.
I very much enjoyed the Halloween costume party.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing. Uh-huh. I love that you see a lot of classic villains
in their stupid 60s suits.
But then you see some of them show up later.
Yeah.
And they're like one of them, I think I mentioned this to you, Electro.
Electro.
His star on his face is like a burn.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So it's like a yeah, it's like burnt into his head.
Yeah, right.
But there's some other ones that show up which are good. But I feel like they're the ones that you get, they're dealt with quite quickly, and then you're just back to whatever.
Yeah, right.
But then there's the reveal. I mean, there's also the reveal.
Don't tell me what it is.
No, you've seen it already. There's Doc Ock is in this game.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah. Then you obviously don't know where that's going. Maybe it goes nowhere. Maybe it goes everywhere. Who's to say? But yeah, I think it's doing a good job of kind of setting him. Does a good job of setting him up as a threat. Yeah,
and a sympathetic character.
Yeah, agreed. Mm. Yeah, where are you up to with him? What's he doing?
He's rebuilt his lab.
Yep, he's feeling good.
He's feeling good. He's doing a lot of work for AIM.
Yes,
which is probably bad.
Yeah, probably.
Mm. Does that actually, don't spoil it for
okay.
me.
Okay.
And he's also working to rebuild the raft.
Yes, right.
The supervillain prison.
Yep, yep.
I've met Silver Sable.
Oh yeah, that right. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Cool. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm. These are all good things.
They're all good things.
So there's some Easter eggs that hint at a bigger universe.
Okay.
Avengers Tower.
See, that I'm hoping for. Have there been any notifications as to whether there's a DLC?
The only DLC they've revealed is
Black Cat. Right? Yeah.
Not as of yet.
Okay.
There's the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Doctor
have you seen
Strange's
that?
House. I have seen that. I took a photo of it.
Damage Control. There's like
I haven't
that.
Seen that.
There's like
okay.
Rand Industries. I've got a video on it. But there's a bunch of stuff which hints at more stuff.
More stuff.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, I think it would be a mistake given that Homecoming had Spider-Man teaming up with Iron Man to at the very least not put an Iron Man cameo in some DLC.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I don't know if, you know, what in terms of rights, how they can do that.
I think they're all owned by, they're all
yeah, right.
under the Marvel owns them all, so they can do whatever.
But it would be very odd if they put those in and didn't.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know whether they will. Maybe they just want to make sure this is a good Spider-Man game before they...
Yeah.
Maybe there's more stuff that we haven't found. You know, maybe you do meet Tony Stark or whatever.
Ooh.
I'm sure there will be. Because, you know, in the Arkham games, like the first Arkham game, nobody found the secret room. Which
so they just had to give it away
told
eventually.
You where the...
But there's no way anybody could have found
it. No, that's right. I think by the time the next game rolled around, people would have found stuff like that because they just would have put a bomb on every wall in the city until it happened. What else we got here? Maybe we'll come out of spoilers, Mason.
Okay, terrific.
Welcome back, everybody. To
hey, everybody.
We're still talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What do you think about the different suits or the costume suit?
I don't really use them. I feel like... Also,
it's a weird selection.
It's a weird selection. Also, I'm not really... I don't care about skill trees. That's not suit related, but that's also in that equip screen.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Just give me the powers as I go. Just,
but you kind of you do you should unlock them because it's just things get easier.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
there's some just cool like stuff life.
Just like life, Mason.
Unlock
get
some
your skills.
Skills
up. Get your skills
go back to
up.
School.
Go back to your schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the different suits are there's some good ones, but there's none that I'm like, oh wow, that's incredible.
There's some. There's some that are that I believe are exclusive to this game that I quite enjoy.
Yeah.
There's some classics. There's some classic Spider-Man ones. There's a couple of Spider-Verse suits. Like people would have seen Punk Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. Which you hate.
Yeah, which I hate. I think it's a dumb design. Punk's dead. There's some odd omissions. There's no Spider-Man 2099. Is there?
Yeah.
Never mind then. There's no that Spider-Man.
I don't like that suit either. Anyway.
I love it.
Yeah?
I think it's great.
Okay.
There's no Spider-Man.
There's Spider-Man Noir. There's that one.
Spider-Man Noir is there.
Mm.
What's missing?
I like the Scarlet Spider suit, which you hate.
Yeah, that's right. There's no Ben Reilly Spider-Man suit, which is my favorite suit of the 90s. And I think he should have kept it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it should be the current Spider-Man suit. Is there a superior Spider-Man suit? I don't think there is.
No, I don't believe so. But there's...
That's a good design as well.
Yeah, that is.
There's no Iron Spider.
There's two metal ones.
There's no... There's no that's Iron Spider suit from Civil War, not the movie.
No, there's
the
movie.
The comic book there's one that was gold, silver, that was gold and red and gold.
It is cool that it does have all the movie ones, though.
Yeah.
The new movie ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. All in all, Mason, I think it's a good game and everyone should probably buy it.
I think it is
it.
A good game.
Yeah.
Was it worth buying a PS4 for it?
I don't know.
Kind of.
I think it will be for other stuff that you... There's such a good library of games which you can now go
look I'm enjoying the story. I think the voice acting is great as
very
well.
Good, yeah.
Good. It's good stuff.
What do you give it? Best game ever or worst game?
I'm going to say best game
also
ever.
Also best game ever. I think there's two points because I've finished it and you kind of dick around the city a bit. Uh-huh. But I'm a bit kind of, there's not that much to do. There's a lot of stuff to unlock, but it's like go to a rooftop, there's a thug, chase a bird, find a backpack.
Yeah, see, that's the
do
thing.
Any variation on that.
I think I'm going to very rapidly lose interest after that.
Like absolutely.
I'm not going to get, maybe I'll get all the backpack challenges because I like seeing a little.
Sure.
Because when you find the backpacks, you find little...
little clues to his little, past.
Yeah, little mementos of past adventures and stuff like that. And there are things like, you know, the insulated gloves that he used to beat Electro back in Spider-Man number 5 or whatever.
Right.
So those are fun little mementos.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I probably won't catch all the pigeons and I probably won't...
I don't like all the black cat challenges, take photos of cats or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Hate those ones.
All right, then.
But no, I think the story mission itself is good enough. I also, more than good enough. I also think, I don't know if there is this, I'm fairly certain there isn't, but maybe it'll be in an update. I think you should be able to play through the game again with all your unlocks.
Yeah, same,
which I don't think you can do.
Oh, that's a shame.
Which is a bit of a shame, but I give it 100 Spider-Men.
Out of?
Nope, just that.
Okay, cool. Great.
From 0, I give it 100. And that's cool. Great. Oh, I'd like to also know what people think of it, how they're enjoying it.
Yeah.
If you take a cool photo, that'd be cool.
Send it along. I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for everybody who's sending in recommendations for other PS4 games.
Oh, what are you looking at? What do you think?
Well, I got Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have recommended Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yes,
which
is
good. And other things.
And other things, really?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's great.
Should I play Cuphead?
It's very hard, apparently.
I was going to say, it looks like a... Graphics-wise, it looks like a game I would enjoy.
I don't think Cuphead's on PS4.
But gameplay-wise...
I don't think Cuphead's on PS4.
Okay, then never mind.
I think it might be an X.
Boo.
Yes, it's Cuphead. Blah, blah, blah.
I say boo.
Cuphead will never come to PS4. It will never come out on PlayStation 4. Its developer has confirmed.
Wow, brutal.
It probably still will at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. All stuff. All stuff, isn't it, Mason?
It is all stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what it's time for?
Is it time for what we're reading?
No, Mason. It's time for hate mail, but the hate has an hate in it.
Hooray!
Hooray! Okay, for everybody who doesn't know, hate mail, but the hate has an hate in it is a not very regular but recurring segment on the show where I read 8 bits of hate mail from the internet.
To us.
It's never 8, but it's always hate. That's right. So I collect them just over a few months and then I surprise everybody with some.
And once the pressure's built to an appropriate level, we release that valve and psh, hate.
Yeah, I put there's a little taste of it on my Twitter recently related to my Godzilla video.
Yes, you specifically say, well, you say that nobody's ever specifically said that the current Godzilla is male or not.
Yeah.
And people are very upset about it.
Most people don't care, obviously.
Yes, for sure.
But... tell you what, that's a good way to catch a lunatic. I'll tell you that much. Okay, this is from Jij Niet.
All right.
This video is for no reason longer than 5 minutes. You suck and your mama too. YouTubers like you should get cancer in the... Sorry. YouTubers like you should get the cancer in the size of an basketball in your ass.
Wow.
That's
cancer
good stuff.
Basketball ass. Yeah. Wow. Wait, what is that video for?
I don't know.
All right.
Matthew says...
could be for anything we've done,
could
really.
Could be, really. Mr. Sunday Movies, mate, shut up. Stop spoiling... oh, this is for a Easter egg video.
Well, he's opened with mate, so he's a fan, obviously.
He's a big fan. This is for a solo Easter egg video.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which is after the movie comes out, and in it I say spoilers, and then I do the Easter eggs.
Terrific.
Stop spoiling films for boys who are too lazy to purchase tickets. You're an arsehole ruining the mystery and beauty of cinema. Seriously, man, heighten your talents and get real concept of analysis and criticism. You're being judgmental, and that's disgraceful, to be honest, perception.
That's incredible. That's actually kind of... it's like a haiku.
Yeah.
It had a lot of elements. I believe the weather was mentioned at one point. Oh, that's great stuff.
It's not, I mean,
also don't stop disappointing all the boys. Or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what any of that is.
It's so good.
It's a weird criticism of, like, it's very clear what those are,
and it's not also,
and you don't have to watch it,
and you're not being critical of the movie.
No.
You're just saying what's in the movie.
That's right. Mm. It's just a boring list of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's from CJ says this is on my Bumblebee. Trailer breakdown where I talk about how I don't like all the other movies. You're the only one who thinks the movies are bad. You're a young fuck who grew up, who grew the war, and now faggots who don't know shit.
You grew the war?
I grew the war.
Why Why did you do that?
I didn't mean to.
You were doing so well without a war, and then you grew a war.
This is on the same video.
Also, you're young, which suggests that... Was that like a 50-year-old man?
Maybe.
Because you're nearly 50.
I'm very close. Transformers 619 says on the same video, "Fuck you, you dick suck bitch." I should probably preface this with a language warning.
Oh, yeah, right. The content warning, guys.
Yeah.
Well, his name's Transformers something something.
619, so yeah.
Presumably, he's a big fan of the Transformers movies.
The movies, yeah.
Isn't that fascinating?
Well, they do make a lot of money.
That's true. Somebody must be watching them.
This is from C. Noto. "You suck. I hate you. The Transformers movies are awesome, epic, and ask-packed. You are stupid."
The ask-packed.
I think it's supposed to be action-packed.
No, they're ask-packed. Because they make you ask things, you know?
They sure do.
Why do they keep making these?
This is from Autumn Entertainment. OFFS, for fuck's sake. "I didn't come here for
I think you were saying oaf, oaf.
Oaf, yeah.
It's a seal. It's a seal. All right.
"For a fucking BVS rant. I came here for Godzilla. If you are too retarded to get the plot of how Batman and Superman got over it, then you should stick to Marvel. It's suitable for tiny minds and not complicated. Rant over." I don't understand that the DC's for intellectuals and
it's right.
Because
it's fascinating.
Yeah,
all of these people are fascinating.
They certainly are.
That look, we get into it every time. I would say put a moratorium on it, but it keeps coming up. It keeps coming up. I love talking about it.
Yeah.
It's just no. I think it's because it's got the veneer of being grim. But that's the thing. It's a double-edged sword. If your movie's like, this is serious and grim and real and this ain't your daddy's superhero movies, you got to make that plot airtight.
That's right, yeah.
That's why the...
Like the Dark Knight, in a way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's why the Marvel movies are bulletproof.
Yes.
Because they're silly and everything's delivered with like a nod and a wink.
Yeah.
So if somebody goes, how could that guy be there, but also he's in another... Who cares? It doesn't matter.
That's right.
It's as if this is real.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
but
it.
But if you're going... It doesn't matter.
No, I'm with you, Mason.
Give that guy a piece of my mind. Tell you what.
This is from Fake Guy on my Spider-Man review. Really good review I did. "I'm upset that people who got these game copies were very select and limited. Not many people got the chance to show off this game that everyone's hyped for, and those limited people are, your dumbasses got one. This was a horrible review, and I didn't get anything about the game. I can't believe Sony let you do this. Horrible review. Dislike." That's fair. It's not a good review.
So does that guy have a channel where he...
Well, I think... Because there's a few things like that, but I think that generally means I don't have a copy.
Yeah, that's like, what I think. Yeah. Sony didn't send me a copy because of my 10 subscribers would like to know about it.
Zanzibar says, "It would be a dream come true if I could permanently block Mr. Sunday Movies so as not to stumble across that annoying, abrasive Aussie bastard, even by accident." There is a plugin for that. Also, my name's in the corner of every video.
Yeah. Well, maybe it should say Mr. Sunday Movies, brackets, Australian accent. Abrasive Australian accent, brackets.
Cam Brown says, "That accent is so fake. What's with YouTubers and fake British accents?"
You get that a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do. That's how I talk. It's my voice. Got three more, Mason.
I'm ready.
Last Bone Stand says, "This one might be fake because there's some other... He said some other nice things in the past."
Oh,
but
I see.
It's basically...
Now, maybe this is his...
Could be. There, sometimes there is a turning point.
This is the straw that broke the camel's back, yeah.
You dumb shitnecks don't know what the shit you're blathering on about. First Blood Part 2 is the best 80s.
What is this video?
I think it's best action movies or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or 80s action movies.
We said that.
We did a video on it. It's everything great with 80s action. I know you're big pussies, but I thought you might take your skirts off long enough to realize that Rambo is the best. Fuck off out of here with Top Gun, bitches. I don't even like Top Gun.
No, that's
and you haven't seen Top Gun.
No, that's on the fence. I'm on the fence about that one because that could be real.
Yeah. Well, I thought I also because this guy is a tough dude, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I went to the channel and these are a list of things that he has liked recently: ASMR falling asleep in my embrace, ASMR relaxation whispering MTG cards, EDH deck, eating a banana, ASMR gone wild. They're together. That's the one thing. Mm-hmm. cleansing crystals with sage, normal voice smoothing, it's another ASMR, and ASMR for exam, 3D binaural with lullaby.
Wow.
Big tough guy.
What's his name again?
I can't remember.
That's all right.
Last Bone Stance.
Hey, Last Bone Stance, it's the Weekly Planet here. Just giving you some smooth, comfortable vibes, you know?
Messiah Campbell says, "Transformers are good. You're just hating that it was that you wasn't in the movie, and I hate your videos."
In many ways, all of your videos are just a reaction to you not being in the movies.
And the last one, Donovan Delaney says, this is for my Jurassic World 2 review. Why are you not giving us your real opinion? This movie is great. A bad review of a good movie is a fake review and not a real opinion.
People are so strange, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Imagine having that thought.
Yeah.
And like you write it down and then you look at it and you think,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'll put that out. That sentence holds up to scrutiny, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, that's hate mail, but the hate has an agent.
Hooray!
It'll be back at some point in the future. Who's to say when?
When we get enough hate.
We get enough hate, yeah. Which probably could be
and
every
day. We can tell when it's fake hate, except for that one except guy. That one guy. On the fence, I don't know.
About it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know what's time for, Mason?
Oh, it's time for what we're reading.
What we're going to read.
Very nice.
I'm doing the thing. What you reading?
I'm gonna read. Mm. By read, I mean watch Iron Fist season 2.
Oh really?
Might give episode 1 a whirl tonight.
Yeah, right.
Give these thumbs a rest.
Yeah, why not, Mason?
But also I'm trying to find a new series that I can just put on and I don't have to think about it.
Jack
it's
Ryan.
Just on in the back. No, but I've gone with Wynonna Earp.
Oh yeah.
Which is a
that's fine.
It's like
is it the future?
No, it's modern days.
Is it today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or it's like a couple of years ago, because that's when the series started. And it's basically Wynonna Earp is the descendant of Wyatt Earp, famous gunslinger.
Kevin Costner.
Yes, exactly. And the 77 men and women that Kevin Costner killed when he was alive, they keep returning to Earth as revenants.
Ah.
And the Earp family is cursed to, they have to eliminate them all.
Is there like a big boss? Because I know there's a few people that... you know, there's some significant people in his life. Are they like in charge? It's like, I'm the guy in charge. The Powers Booth guy from the Kurt Russell one. I'm Johnny Rico or whatever.
Not really, no. But there's some big dudes, certainly.
Is there some, do they look undead or anything?
They mostly look normal, but they have glowy red eyes. Look, the special effects are not the greatest.
Sounds like Supernatural.
Yeah, it's a bit like Supernatural. But she has Peacemaker, which is Wyatt Earp's gun.
Is it magic?
Yes.
Cool.
It's magic when combined. Nobody else can fire it except her, I think. And because she's the chosen one.
Infinite bullets?
Seems that way. She never has to reload it.
Because it'd be a six shooter, right?
It's a six shooter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has to kill them all by shooting them in the head.
Like a regular person.
Yeah. But she's also in like a Texas.
She's a cop or something also?
She's in the Black Badge division. Ooh. Of where whatever town it's set in. It's kind of fun.
Is it a western setting? Sort of. Is it like an old westy town?
It's not old westy, but it's kind of midwesty.
Midwesty.
It's kind of midwesty.
Okay, cool.
But and it's kind of a show that you can watch.
Yeah.
Without thinking about it, and it's kind of I think that all the main characters are quite like they're very charismatic. I think which sort of carries the show.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
In so far as it's kind of dumb.
Okay. Good.
What have you been watching?
I watched The Lobster.
Yeah, okay.
And like
it. I've not gotten around to that.
I liked it initially, and then by the end, I was like, I don't like this anymore.
Why is that? No spoilers.
I can't really talk about it without spoilers.
Oh, no.
But basically, I just think there's... Like, you believe the world that it's set in where if you don't find love, you can turn into an animal. That's basically the premise.
Yeah.
You got to do it with a certain time period. And then it just gets to a point where it's like, there's too many things now that have happened that I can't believe that people would make these decisions in this world.
Oh, I see. Right.
So
right,
by
right.
the end, okay. like by the final decision, I'm just like, nah, I don't like this.
Okay, so right.
Initially, I enjoyed it a lot. And then by the end, not as much.
Interesting.
But I also watched for the first time today, I've seen it before. I watched The Lion King with my son.
Yes.
And he bloody loved it. And I loved it too, because The Lion King's an amazing movie.
Huh.
And you should watch it, Mason.
I hope. That he now runs around the house going, hey, I'm not going to watch it.
I hope he does. You should watch it.
All right,
well, you're going to have to watch it before we do the new Lion King movie comes out.
Ugh.
We're going to do a Lion King episode. We're going to do it on all three movies and the television series and also the new television series and also the Timon and Pumbaa series.
We're
going to
watch them all, are we?
We're going to watch every episode.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, you're going to like The Lion King.
And we're going to take photos with a drug lion at the zoo.
That's right. We're going to go to Bali. We're going to do that.
Yes.
But I genuinely... You've got a big TV now, right?
That's right.
I think you should put your phone down.
I'm defining my personality
That's
by
right.
it.
Put your phone down and just watch The Lion King. I mean...
Can I?
You can't be on your phone.
Can I watch The Lion King?
Yeah.
But I'm on my phone.
No!
What about this?
Because you won't get it.
Can I hold my phone?
No, because you want to look at it. You should put your phone in the bin.
Can I think about my phone?
No, you should. Yes. You can put your phone in a jar of water in the freezer overnight.
Yep.
And then you can watch The Lion King.
Nice. And then when I've watched The Lion King, I take it out and then I put it in rice.
That's right.
And it'll be fine again.
Then it'll be absolutely fine.
Terrific.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I mentioned I'm going to watch Deliverance because I've never seen it and I want to watch it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, that's it, I think.
Let's lettuce theme.
Yes. The classic one was lettuce, oh lettuce, we love you. Some lettuce, they're only a day away. You know, they're here right now, we're going to do lettuce.
It is hard to watch things with a phone now, isn't it? I have to, like, put it away.
Put it
from
away,
me,
yeah, exactly.
Which
yeah,
is
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah. I often will flip mine upside down, so yeah. I can't see the notifications.
Yeah, yeah, but then you can hear it. But then you're like, what if I've got a notification?
No, I put it on silent. I put it on silent, but then you're right, I do think.
Yeah,
what if I got a notification?
But it's never anything good.
No, it's always something good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's always a sick letter.
Ah, sick. Well, do you have a sick letter this week? Because, Mason, this is the letter segment of the show, and basically people can reach the show by emailing weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com or hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter. Why don't you reach into that old mailbag, Mason? What do you got? Or would you like me to do a tweet?
Yeah, if you could do that.
No problem. Robbie says, hashtag weeklyplanetpod, are your hopes still high? That there could be a Blue Beetle Booster Gold buddy cop movie. I think you might have mentioned that.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
How are your hopes feeling though?
Not good. I mean, but I guess it depends on how Shazam does.
That's true.
I feel if that does big numbers.
Yeah.
Then
bumbers.
Bumbers. If it does bumbers, then I think DC will shift in the direction of, yeah, make it more lighthearted and then the doors open.
We want more bumbers.
For Blue Beetle Booster Gold.
Yeah.
But if it does bad numbers.
Bumbers.
Yeah. Then.
So bumbers is either good or bad depending on the context?
It depends on the context and the expression your face makes. But the intonation is exactly the same.
Okay.
So we're going to continue to use it on the podcast, but it's not going to be helpful.
Yeah.
So if it does bumbers, obviously they're going to want to do more comedy and we'll get Blue Beetle Booster Gold and that'd be incredible. And we've got to find a team that'll work.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll choose like Seth Rogen.
Maybe.
Little Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Right, but on the other hand, if it does bumbers, then we won't get that.
If Chris Hemsworth would be an amazing Booster Gold if he wasn't Thor.
Who else is charming and an idiot?
That guy from the Aquaman pilot.
Yeah, what's he doing lately?
I think he's on like one of those, you know, that show that everybody likes, like a family show and everyone's always talking about it. I don't know what
Modern
it is.
Family?
No, it's not that one. It's another one.
Huh.
But
Family Matters.
Yeah, sure.
Family Feud?
Family Ties.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know who's.
But also, you want somebody with who's goofy but with an internal sadness.
John Krasinski.
He's doing Jack Ryan.
He can do other things.
Yeah, that's
true. He's got an internal sadness.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Yeah.
What about?
I was gonna say Steve Carell.
He's got an internal sadness.
Too old.
He could be a Blue Beetle.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He could be a good Ted Kord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nailed it.
Okay. What about John C. Reilly? Blue Beetle.
No, I want Steve Carell now.
What about if it's Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly as Blue Beetle Booster Gold?
I don't want that. I'd like them to be. Look, I like them in anything.
They're doing that Sherlock Holmes one at the moment.
Great.
That's coming out soon.
I like the idea of that, but I don't want them as. I want them to be.
What about Wahlberg?
No, I hate that.
As Booster Gold.
I hate him in everything. I want him to be credible action heroes.
Yeah.
But also charming. But also, see, there's
you
a lot of layers.
You hate Wahlberg in everything.
I think so. What's he good in? I mean, Wahlbergers, obviously.
I've never seen
obviously, the Transformers movies.
Did I tell you about, I got contact about Mile 22?
No, what is Mile 22?
That was his latest movie. And we got an email, Claire got an email out of the blue that said, Mile 22 is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's where Mark Wahlberg, he's a tough U.S. Army guy or something,
uh-huh,
I don't
sure.
know. Mm-hmm. And he has to get...
That's just the default line they put in every promotional material.
He's just a tough, he's a U.S. guy.
Something, yeah.
But basically, I think they have to get 22 miles, they have to escort a prisoner or something or
okay.
whatever. Apparently it's not good. But they said...
Do you want to participate in a 22-mile prisoner run for charity? Also, you're going to get shot at.
Yeah. They're like, would you like to make a video for this? And there's a chance in the video that you could have Mark Wahlberg in it. And I was like, There's a lot of things I don't like about Mark Wahlberg, so I'm probably going to have to say no to this. But I'd love to do like that. One of the things they suggested was recreate a fight scene from the movie. So I would have liked to get some proper people to film it properly and then just use Mark Wahlberg for a second at the end, like fly over and just not make use of him. Just do it like a, like just burn so much money for like a second.
Just snap to him at the water cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's got
yeah.
a cup of coffee and he's like,
So that was my idea.
It's just you just go, hey, Mark. And he's like, and then that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, it turned out that movie was horrible. So I'm glad it didn't happen for a number of reasons.
And it's kind of like, there's a level of integrity that you have to maintain.
Mm.
Like if people are like, hey, can you do a promotional video for this and say it's terrific?
Yeah.
And in exchange, you get to shake Mark Wahlberg's hand. Yeah. They're like,
No. Didn't he say he could stop 9/11 if he was there? If you can, I'll tell you what, if I could ask him that and put that on YouTube, then I'll do it.
Mm.
But like, I've got a Samsung one. I'm doing a Samsung TV one coming up or whatever. So it's kind of like, I want to pick things that I can make something interesting out of. Otherwise, what am I even doing?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
Mm. So
here's an email from Tim Saxby.
Yeah, I know him.
He's on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. Everybody should join it. Everybody on Earth.
Wow.
Not everybody on Earth, because a lot of people on Earth are bad. Not you. You know who you are.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. You should quit the group.
Oh.
I wanted to know what your thoughts are on the new Queen Bohemian Rhapsody movie. From trailer and cast interviews, it looks like it could be a great watch.
It's great.
It does look great. I like Rami Malek.
Me too.
As he's in Mr. Robot and other things.
Never seen it, but I've heard it's good. He's good. Yeah.
He's good, yeah.
No, I think those trailers look really good.
Yeah. Our pals over at Do Go On recently did a Freddie Mercury Queen episode of their podcast, and I learned a lot about Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
And then
he's a wild man.
He's a wild man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it looks good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Did you hear about the Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yes. I think we talked about it on here.
Have we? Okay.
But if you want to, you can...
Well, the story, because originally Sacha Baron Cohen was attached to be in part of a Queen movie.
When he left, I'm like, that's some horrible mistake. But this new guy, is really good. But sorry, keep going.
Because Sacha Baron Cohen is kind of a dead ringer for Freddie Mercury with a mustache.
Yes.
And apparently he can sing as well.
Oh, right, okay.
So, but...
he must be dubbed in this new one, right?
Good question. I don't know.
I'm okay with that. There should be more dubbing in movies anyway. Something of singing, yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing, because you can't. But part of the appeal of Freddie Mercury is that he did have that unbelievable singing voice and that range.
Yeah.
So don't get an actor. Don't force an actor to replicate that.
I think Les Mis set that precedent for being like, we're going to get all the actors to do it on set. But even in Les Mis, I watched that again recently. There's some lines in there, even like Hugh Jack, like Russell Crowe is. There's parts where he's okay and there's parts where he's horrible.
Yeah, right.
Mostly it's average at best.
But even that, like, at least with Les Mis, I don't go, oh, there's an iconic person that sings that.
See, for me, there is, because I know Les Mis quite well.
Oh, I see, right, okay.
Yeah.
So there's a definitive actors for that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay. But Anthony Warlow?
Maybe in the Australian version. I think he was more known for The Phantom.
All right, okay.
But probably. He's good, Anthony Warlow.
Condor Man.
Condor. No, yeah, oh, Michael. He was Phantom as well.
Right.
What's his fucking name? Michael.
Some others do have
him. Yeah, whatever his name is.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, even there's some lines that like the Hugh Jackman does in that. And I'm like, you could have done a second pass at that.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, but he. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway
sorry.
So
yeah.
Sacha Baron Cohen dropped out of that.
Yeah.
And he went on, I think, Howard Stern, and he said the reason that he dropped out is because they said, yeah, this is the members of Queen went to him and said, okay, And then you know, obviously Freddie Mercury dies and then we continue with the rest of it. And he's like, the rest of what? And they're like, the story of Queen after Freddie Mercury. And he's like,
what are you talking about?
That's not...
You mean when you did that collaboration with Five?
Right.
For We Will Rock You.
Yeah. I mean, they are all very talented musicians.
They are,
but that's
not...
That's the ending of the story.
It's the ending of the story. Yeah. I mean, do you do up to the modern day where they got the new lead singer
Terrence
in?
Terence Trent D'Arby.
Is that what they got?
No, it's Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert or whatever.
He was apparently a very good singer, but...
Yeah, but it's not the same. I don't care.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
They're not writing new material. If they put another...
They probably are.
If they put another album out, I would definitely listen to that album.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. But surely a lot of the magic of Queen was the songwriting of Freddie Mercury.
But I can also understand where you're in this band. It's the biggest band in the world, or one of.
Yep.
And... The lead singer dies, and then people are like, "We don't care now."
Yeah, like that would be a real blow. Man. Exactly. Like, yeah,
I understand that
because because you would get that feeling of, well, I thought I was part of a band,
yeah,
but apparently I'm just part of Freddie Mercury's band,
yeah,
kind of thing. I thought I was a star, but now I'm a background player, kind of thing. You know,
Which is true.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Hey, man, we can't all.
Hey,
be
man,
shooting
I can
stars.
Relate. I'm apparently the drummer for Pink Floyd.
That's right. Do you get a lot of emails about that, Mason?
Yes.
Or messages.
Yes.
Or do you have people sending you the book, The Secret Life of Nick Mason?
Constantly, every day. I wish I should review it or something. Is it becoming a movie?
I have no idea.
Gosh, I hope
if
so.
If it becomes a movie, so we're definitely going to talk about it.
Yeah, and I'll have to change my name.
Yeah.
It's a real Homer Simpson, Max Powers kind of vibe.
Certainly is, yeah.
Yeah, also apparently Nick Mason, the other Nick Mason, is doing a some sort of tour called Saucerful of Secrets. So people send me posters of that. And every time I'm like, ooh, my secrets.
Do you think there's ever been the chance where the real Nick Mason, because you're not the real
Nick
Mason.
No, I'm not the real one, exactly, yeah.
Do you think he's ever accidentally stumbled across you and just been like, what the fuck is this?
Surely not. No.
You don't reckon?
I think he's too busy.
Of course he's busy, but I'm saying, do you think there's a chance he's ever Googled himself and you've come up?
Maybe. Maybe if he was on a podcast and he was like, I'm going to send that to somebody else in Pink Floyd. I'm going to send that to Roger Waters. And he Googled, but I don't know the link, and he Googled Nick Mason podcast, maybe.
I reckon you would have crossed his path.
Wow.
I don't know if he would have noticed, but I reckon your face has got in front of him at some point.
I hope.
Somebody should tweet at him, actually.
Don't do it. Here's my hope, is that his kids listen.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah.
If you type in Nick Mason on Twitter, you're the first.
And yes,
he's
Nick Mason drums, right?
He's Nick Mason drums, yeah.
Right. But that could also be because you have Google. You have
yeah, it might just be my
me
Google search, yeah.
To send me
insulting
things.
I do Google you a lot.
That's what I thought.
I don't know, man. His tweets might not get as much fire as yours do, if I'm honest. Yeah, anyway, good on him. Very talented musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should listen to some of his music. I don't know.
Here's a tweet from a few days ago where he's talking about unattended luggage at some kind of festival.
Hello.
I could
talk about unattended luggage.
Not like this guy can. Look
God
at him
damn
go.
It. God damn it.
Wow, this looks like a thoroughly uninteresting conversation. Anyway, please, people, don't tweet at Nick Mason. Don't tweet at Nick Mason.
Leave, any of them.
Leave him alone.
Leave me alone. Leave us both alone. No, you can tweet at me.
This is from Z, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. I'd like your and Meso's opinion. Which franchise timeline has become the most broken, unfixable with subsequent entries? Alien versus Predator, an Alien, Terminator, or X-Men?
It's X-Men for sure.
Because it's still going?
Yes. Because the Terminator franchise...
Oh, yeah, we've talked about
that.
Yeah.
I actually like the fact that it is so fragmented.
Yeah.
I like the fact that because they've kept... Because it is time travel and they keep going back.
Yeah.
You could say the time stream's completely
It's
ruined.
A different sperm for every John Connor.
Exactly. That's why he looks... Sometimes he's Nick Starr. Yeah. Sometimes he's Edward Furlong. Sometimes he's Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Sometimes they're in a 3D thrill ride.
Wow.
Remember that one where they redid it?
Sort of.
96?
Yeah.
Like the 3D adventure or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. I think the Alien versus Predator timeline isn't as broken because that's just two timelines.
Is it two timelines?
Yes, because...
Oh, because it's modern day and the future.
Modern day and the future. Yeah. No, but it's also... So in Alien versus Predator, the Predators have been doing it for millions of years or whatever. Or thousands. Uh-huh. So it goes back to the pyramids and they're fighting aliens.
Yes.
But in the continuity of Prometheus and whatever, David creates the aliens.
Oh, and that's the future.
So that's the future.
Right.
Unless
okay.
That's a kind of... They've been created before, I guess. So at most, that's two timelines.
Unless David pretends like he created the aliens.
Yeah.
But actually, he's just... He
took some cred.
He found a packet of aliens, like at the back of the fridge, at back of the sample
he
fridge.
He may have.
He's like, none of this is working. Oh, what's this one? Oh!
This is a good one.
This is a good one.
Somebody put your face over this egg. Yeah?
Yeah?
What a ridiculous movie. Mm-hmm. So it's... And X-Men is thoroughly broken, but they just keep going.
Yeah.
And it's more broken every movie. Any attempts to fix it, break it more.
Exactly. They're like, you know what would fix it? If we took one of the characters as an adult in the 60s and we made him a teenager in the 80s, that'll fix it, won't it, guys? And everybody just like puts their head in their hands and like, fine, give it a shot. See what happens.
See what happens, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing an episode of like broken timelines.
Unless we've already done one.
We may have. A bit of a sad one to end on, Mason, on Twitter. It's from Oak Nuts. He says, I lost my great-grandmother last week. She was 99. Unfortunately, me living in Brisbane and her in Sydney, I didn't see her a lot. When I found out, the first thing I thought was, Nick and James will cheer me up. Wanted to say thanks for being there.
Oh, that's
no problem.
Nice.
Even if we're only there in ears.
In your ears. We'll cheer up your ears.
We'll cheer them right up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I just want to quickly mention Ben, who does some editing for us. Great bloke. He lost a close family member just recently. So if he's listening to this, shout out. So, and if, you know, if people want to send him some nice messages on Twitter, do that. Or maybe, you know, leave him alone.
Yeah. Whatever, whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you have any more, or are we wrapping it up there?
I think that's it. Hi to Adam, who I met on a tram earlier in the week.
That picture, yeah.
Yeah, he's from England, very old England, and he was in town for a week, and he got on one tram, and I was on the tram, driving the tram.
Sounds like he planned it, Mason. Sounds like one of those situations where he was like, what a coincidence.
He's been tracking my movements for days. He's
been tracking your movements, Mason, saying, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, good on him. That's great. Did you actually get out of the tram cab?
I did get out of the tram cab.
Wow, Mason, you never do that.
That's right.
But you only do it for the English because they're our rulers.
That's right. I'll never do it again.
Yeah. here we go. That's the end. Do the end of the show. Mason.
Oh, thanks everybody for listening. What a bloody treat. This is your 250. Was this your 250th episode?
249th.
Ah, next week.
Can't wait.
Next week you're getting a cake.
Yay. I hope you get really sick for 2 weeks. So
then,
you catch
then
up.
Then we're even. Okay, yeah. Thanks everybody for bloody listening and sharing and saying hello on the Twitters and the Grams.
Yes.
And bloody telling your friends about it, subscribing, all that sort of stuff.
Tell them all.
You can find us on Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp. We've got our audio commentaries. We'll do another one pretty soonish, I would imagine.
Yeah. I want to do Wonder Woman and Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do Justice League.
Yeah.
I'm sufficiently recovered from those movies, I think. Let's do Justice League first.
I'm excited for Justice League. Yeah, it's a good League. Movie. We both like it.
Good stuff. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, and you can click on there through a link for my Instagram.
I am Mr. Sunday Movies.
Some fire content on my Instagram recently.
Did
you see that suit I bought?
Yeah. What is that?
It's, I don't know. It was in like a vintage store.
Ah, yeah. I like it. Is it the full suit?
It's
or is it jacket and tie?
It's jacket and vest, but the pants are black.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What am I doing, Mason?
You're Mr. Sunday
Graham and Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
Very nice.
That's right.
You can go to planetbroadcasting.com, sign up to our newsletter.
Yep.
Which our friend Rob Collins does.
Collins.
Oh, what a bad ending.
It's Rob Collins.
It's Robert
Thomas.
Rob Thomas. He does it.
He's not crazy. He's just a little unwell because those leather pants are cutting off circulation to his body.
Unpin him at the back, Rob Collins. Come on, mate. He's also at The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
Yes.
Let's see. Thank you to The Brute and Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
We appreciate them.
We do appreciate them every single week.
Yeah.
And let's see. We've got some t-shirts on TeePublic. Just look for The Weekly Planet.
Yep.
Get yourself an I'm Fine t-shirt. That's my favorite currently.
It's your favorite t-shirt, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good.
Is it the fire content?
It's fire content.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you see the picture that was posted that recently? The new mum?
Yeah, I talked about that last week.
I talked about last week? Oh, we did. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
But I'd love even newer content. So if anybody's got one out there, let us know.
Yeah, let us know that you've bought merch.
Yes.
Have you seen the YouTube channels? They just spruik merch. A lot of YouTube channels are just like, what up, dogs? Listen, it's your boy, Dickface. What do you get? Buymymerch.com or whatever.
Are you saying you wouldn't buy a t-shirt that says, it's your boy, Dickface on it? Because I absolutely would. Okay, it's the same t-shirt, the picture of you, the I'm Fine t-shirt, except on the top it says, it's your boy, and then underneath it says, Dickface! ! It's exactly the same photo. You're just looking miserable and it says, it's your boy, Dickface. I would buy that.
Sure, I probably would.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do we promote anything else? Oh, if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Yep.
If you'd like to chuck in a buck, that would be excellent. Anything you could spare to keep the lights on.
We love it.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. Click through. Buy your Amazon shop. Buy a copy of Spider-Man on PS4.
It's good.
So it's a good old game. We bloody loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazon one day shipping or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
5 minute shipping.
Does that work in Australia?
They send it by drone. Maybe. Tough call. Who knows?
It is a tough call. Yeah. Also, the Q&A. It's ready to go. So
ready to go. So donate, if you want to donate any amount, we'll send it. And if you look, I'm gonna take some questions off the top as well. So if you have a question,
we'll do
We'll bloody knock them right off.
Do another hour or so, whatever. All right, Mason.
We did it.
Goodbye, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you next week.
Goodbye. It's your boy Dickface signing out.
New catchphrase. I love it.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.